Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. What's happening, fam? I do not have a lot of notes for this week, cousin. You know, this week was a bombshell was dropped on the week when Flynn went to the Hill and requested immunity. That's huge. That's nothing to sneeze at. That is shit just got real. And that is exactly what I wrote when I reported, when I posted it. It's like, yo, shit just got real because no one knows really what he's going to say, nor how he's going to frame it. The problem that I see Trump having is he owes nothing to no one. Therefore, no one owes anything really to him. So he could very well be sold up the river, or down the river, however you want to say it or speak it. Or this could just be posturing from Flynn to make sure that he doesn't get his ass thrown in the keister for, you know, because he knows that the FBI has the goods on him and, you know, he's really just trying to CYA protect his own ass. So
I think it's something there, bro. I think it's safe to say that it's about to go down.
Like, it's about to go down in the DM. All right, but the question is he going to fall on the sword, or is he going to be like, man, fuck that, I'm taking all y'all motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? What movie was that? New Jack City. If Nino Brown going down, I'm taking all. You know, is he about to pull a Nino Brown on the motherfucker? Is he about to pull a Nino Brown on the motherfucker, or is he going, you know, just fall on the sword and be like, and do the Colin Powell? Because let's be honest, the reason Colin Powell was not the first black president of the United States of America is because he fell on the sword for Bush. He took it, went before Congress, admitted that they lied, didn't say they lied. He took it on his shoulders as his responsibility because he was the Secretary of State at the time. So he took it. I mean, he literally took it. And that pushed him into obscurity. His approval rating fell. You know, it's like, oh, we can't trust him, yada, yada, yada. This was all folk needed to not have him as the first black president of the United States of America. Lo and behold, Barack Obama comes back about 10 years later and still puts it up in him. But, you know, they dodged the bullet with Colin Powell, you know what I'm saying? And the unforeseen bullet came with Barack Obama. But I just don't see, and I could be very well wrong, but I don't see the loyalty to Trump like that. I just don't, because
he's not loyal.
Huh?
Trump isn't loyal.
What did you say?
He has no loyalty.
There you go. Exactly. 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 You know, he has no loyalty. He's quick-tempered. He will prop you up and chop you down in a heartbeat. Well, hell, less than a heartbeat. So yeah, this is and there's no glue there. There's no consistency. You know what I'm saying? So he brings in his daughter, which, again, I don't know how this has not been rejected just off of the visual alone. But in addition to that, the nepotism rule, the anti-nepotism rule. So, you know, we're skirting this whole situation because supposedly she came in initially not going to be a government employee. Now she's coming in going to be a government employee, but she's not supposed to take any salary. Like, who does that shit? Okay, but still, so she may not. There you go. She may not take any money. Oh, don't shh. Don't let the game out. She may not take in any money, but she's going to expend the hell out of money. Every place she goes, the government picks that up. The government is us. We're still paying her. We're still paying her and or paying for her. So it's not like we've totally dodged the bullet with respect to her. You dig what I'm saying to you? So I don't – that one doesn't fly to me or for me. Then her husband comes in, and now this motherfucker, there's an office created for his Kushner. There's an office created for his ass, but he's about to go before the Senate to testify and give his spiel about what dealings he's had with the Russians. Why are we putting ourselves through this drama? Why are we putting ourselves through this drama? What the fuck motivated people to vote for this dude?
That's what I'm saying. I think we're putting ourselves through it because we had to. We, as far as our electoral process, we needed something like this to happen because our politics is jacked up. You know, nothing about our politics is safe. You know, we have these, our vetting processes, whether you're Democratic or Republican, it's freaking, it's non-existent. And we needed something like this to happen to shore up our future politics. We needed something like this to happen to say, hey, look, we need to start taking this crap a little bit more serious and not let just any old cornball put their name on the ballot. I mean, these nuts got too many votes during President Obama's second term. Like, there's no reason why a candidate named These Nuts should get one damn vote. You know what I'm saying? So it's stuff like that that kind of embarrassed our politics. And that's continuing to embarrass our politics that needs to change. And this debacle of a damn presidency is a way to kind of shore that up, man.
So I'm reading the article today, op-ed, about how Trump can turn this whole thing around, how it was difficult for Clinton to get off the ground, even how difficult it was for Reagan to get off the ground initially. But then they did some grandiose things and it swung approval and fortified their support within Congress for them to do even more things. Okay. I'm with that. I understand that. My biggest issue is the whole Russia question. How far is this thing going to go? Now that the Senate has injected itself into it, How long is it going to take? Again, are folks going to fall on the sword because of loyalty, or are folks going to be like, man, fuck him, and really spill the beans? Is Priebus going to make it? Is Spicer going to make it? There was a shakeup recently. They parted ways with this one girl. She was like the assistant. She was Priebus's assistant. So she went off to some think tank, yada yada. Now, usually that happens later on when you're trying to put people in the field to shore up your base, raise money for your secondary campaign. And, you know, you can telegraph shit like that, like, yeah, this motherfucker's about to run again, and boom, boom, boom. This go around, it's like, nah, motherfuckers just jump the shit. People just like, nah, I'm good. Let me just go. Now, you know, certain folk whom have drunk the Kool-Aid, I said drunk, yeah, not drank, but drunk the Kool-Aid, Kellyanne Conway, she really ties this whole thing around her neck. So it's like a cinder block. She's either going to sink, which she already has, and drown, which she hasn't done yet, but she's close, and or she's going to cut the rope and she's going to be able to float. And just float, not even swim, because this is going to be a very stank remnant on her for some time. Let's be honest. Now, the sad thing is, and again, in the op-ed, it was like, look, the Dems are in the hard spot as well, because if they impeach him, and let's just say he's forced to resign, and I still say he's going to resign, not that he's going to be forced, but he's actually going to resign. Once he gets all the regulations moved out of the way for him and his cronies to continue to make millions and billions, he's going to resign, because he's in it for the money, and the money isn't there. The salary of the President of the United States just isn't there. And or we're going to find out next year through some leak that he took the salary, which he said he wasn't going to take. You dig what I'm saying? So he really set himself up coming in to prevent that from happening later on when he didn't release his initial tax return, right? Thinking he's going to be slick, because on the trail he said he wasn't going to take a dime for being president. So now it's like, well, if he didn't release it before he got into office, why would he release it after he got into office, right? Hence, saying what kind of income he had and where it came from yet again. However, because this freaking administration is so porous, somebody's going to say, oh, yeah, that motherfucker took the money, and it's going to be a huge, you know, cycle of news reporting and speculation and so on and so forth, until someone's going to just literally take a picture of his fucking W-2 or some shit like that and just post it online. It's going to be crazy. I just see this shit happening, because you're right. He has no loyalty. He shows none.
I mean, don't his
leadership.
In TurboTax, that work for TurboTax that can find that stuff for him. it can't be that hard to get this man's W-2. Anytime they can get President Obama's birth certificate on multiple occasions,
right.
It should not be that hard to get this man's W-2, number one.
Right.
Number two, I kind of believe him when he says that he's not going to take a dime, just like I believe that Ivanka's not going to take a dime. CNN is running a report now that's saying that Ivanka and her husband are worth $700 million.
Mm-hmm.
So she wouldn't need to take a dime for her job in the White House, number one. Number two, just like President Trump said before, I hate saying that freaking word before his name, but just like he said before, he's a businessman. So if he can sit down, I mean, let's be honest, the President of the United States doesn't make bukus of money compared to, you know, other businessmen on Forbes list, right? So if he can afford to sit and not really cash in on anything from the presidency as far as monetarily for 4 years, again, his brand in 4 years is going to be crazy. Whether we like it or not, whether I support his brand or not, his brand is going to be crazy in the next 4 years. Because, again, you have the people who vote, And even if half the people who voted for him turn against him, he's still going to stand and make a lot of damn money. Same thing for Ivanka and Kushner and everybody else in the Trump clan. They are business people. They are a business family, and they do not mind. I do not think they mind sitting on their asses for a few days as far as getting money from the White House to profit from it 4, 8, 10 years from now.
Mm.
That's my look on.
Okay. I see this whole thing as a money grab for them. You know, to your point. That's what I said. To your point, I know I sound like a broken record, and I thought about this a couple of days ago. Like, you know, Hannity, wasn't that Hannity that always was crying? And like, I'm always confused. Like, I guess that's my trademark because I say that. Like, I'm just so confused. But this thing is about them going to the White House. Really, is about them setting not only themselves up, but their boys and them up. It's come on, dog. Think about it. Let's just take it to basic terms, right? So here you are. You grew up. You have all these friends. And they're good dudes, good ladies, whatever. But for whatever reason, they can't just hit that next level. They can't take that next step forward. Something keeps holding them back, or, you know, they're dragging their feet about or whatever. So all of a sudden, you get an opportunity. You get the phone call, and someone says, oh, look, we're hiring. We want you to come in. You go do the interview. Throughout the interview process, they switch it up on you. They flip it on you like flip mode. They say, yo, look, we wanted you to come in and manage originally a department, but now, you know, based off of your work ethic, your experience, so on and so forth, we want you to run the entire division. You know what I'm saying? It's like, for them, it's like, yeah, the whole thing. It's mine? Yeah, the whole thing. So I can hire and fire whoever I want? Oh, absolutely. You know, obviously you have to go through appropriate channels to fire people, but as far as hiring people, yeah, please, bring your team. We understand that's what, you know, I would want to do if I were in your position. All right, cool. So now you go back to your folk and you're like, yo, you need a job? You need a job? You need a job? You need a job? So now you stagger the deck with all these jokers, and now everyone's working with you. Everyone's working with you, and everyone's working for you. So now y'all sitting around, y'all chilling at the crib, eating hot wings and shit. You watching the game. Motherfuckers like, yo, so what we going to do, you know what I'm saying, if these mugs roll out, if they, you know, automate, if they go to automation, if they decide to sell out, whatever, what we going to do? It's like, oh, shit, that's a good-ass question. Well, hold on. Let me think about it, and let me get back at you. So you come back. They like, yo, so what you know, what's up? So, all right, look, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to make sure that everybody gets paid if these mugs decide to roll out. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to shoot it to them. Like, yo, I need to do this, that, and, you know, if you give me the leeway to do this, that, and the third, then I guarantee you that we can do this, that, and that. It's like, all right, cool. You're art of the deal. You're negotiating. All right, cool. So now all your peoples are set up with golden parachutes. Listen to me. Parachutes. And you're set up with a you're set up with a platinum parachute. It's all good. Donald Trump ain't doing nothing different. I'm not mad at the dude. What I'm upset about is he's a fucking idiot. That's what I'm upset about. And his continuance of falsehoods from that office, the blatant falsehoods. Let's be real. Presidents have lied fucking forever. We didn't get into World War II because the Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor. It's not why we got into World War II. We got into World War II because the British and the French were crying. They needed us to get in, so we moved forces to Pearl Harbor, which at the time, let's not forget, Pearl Harbor was not a state. It was its own sovereign nation before World War II. Then the Japanese attacked, which they told us they would if we did such. We did it. They did. Duh. Huh? I'm telling you, I'm coming to your house at 6 o'clock. It's 6 o'clock. I'm knocking on you. You're talking about, what you doing here? Motherfucker, did I tell you I was coming? Huh? Really? Like, seriously? We didn't anticipate that. No one saw this coming. Yeah, you thought I was bluffing. So they told us they were going to do it, blah, blah, blah. We didn't get into so people knocked John Kerry, the Swift boat incident, all this type shit. Look, we were in Vietnam smuggling drugs, moving oil. The reason we couldn't go into Laos was because Exxon and BP, which was Amoco at the time, were fucking in Laos. That's why we couldn't go into Laos. So the Viet Cong set up shop in Laos, anti-aircraft guns and missile batteries and all that type of shit, and they firing at us left and right, right and left, but we couldn't go there. Why? Because the fucking oil fields are over there. That's why. So, hello, again, we repeat the same thing in Iraq. We invade Iraq. Why we invade Iraq? The first time we invaded Iraq. Why? Because this man tried to kill my daddy. No, I'm sorry, that was the second time. The first time we invaded Iraq, just because this motherfucker needed somebody to beat up on. And the second time we did it for the same goddamn thing, to be honest with you. In addition to that, this motherfucker tried to kill my daddy, which was the direct quote from former President Bush Jr., dum-dum. Now, it's sad when dum-dum actually looks smart compared to Trump. Do you understand how low the fucking bar is when you compare them two motherfuckers against one another? Like, yeah, I would really prefer to have Bush back than Trump. That's some shit to say. That's some shit. That's like I would prefer to have sex with my first baby mother over my third baby mother, but both of the asses is crazier than the motherfucker. But I take the first one just because I know her better. Like that's some insane shit to do. I don't get it.
That's
confused.
Would you rather have HIV or AIDS?
Yeah, for real. Yeah, but yo, the whole shit of the whole night is just okay. So look. All right. I got to call an audible. Omaha, blue, 32 blue, Omaha. All right, so I'm getting blasted on Facebook because I'm insensitive and shit. So that ain't nothing new, but it is what it is. So Ginger's killing me. She's killing me. So she puts up this post about how men need to be more emotionally connected to the women that they are involved in. I quickly quit that's some gay ass shit to say, but, you know, she comes back, no, it ain't. That's their problem. Y'all need to understand. Okay, time out. Stop the bus. Pull over. That's not how this shit works. I understand that's how you would want it. That's not how this shit works. There's a reason that we are different. I don't like the fact that you're emotional like a motherfucker. You don't like the fact that I'm non-emotional like a motherfucker. That's the yin and the damn yang. It is what the fuck it is. I can do better at understanding or trying to understand because I will never understand. Because we're not built that way, cousin. Do you disagree with that? Are you emotionally all wired and connected to have you ever been, like, that's a better question. Have you ever been totally emotionally wired? Huh?
No, thanks for cleaning that up for me.
Yeah, right. Have you ever been emotionally wired or connected to In your past relationships? Well, just one, because you're a good fella. In your past relationship, have you ever been emotionally? I can't even keep that shit with the same motherfucker. you your daddy's son, Lord have mercy.
Hey, he asked to not be mentioned on the show, by the way.
Oh, okay. My bad.
But my name is Victor Curry Hall Jr. All right, so just
hell yeah.
I'll talk about myself.
Deuce.
But no, man.
Ditto.
I can't say that.
I can't say that I have, and because of the same reason that you are, that you're saying. I'm not saying that I don't try to be, and I'm not saying that I don't make efforts to be. It's just, like you said, we are different. We have differences. There are differences between men and women, number one, just baseline differences. But then there are differences that occur in your life that form the way you think and the way you react to things, you know. And because of those, because of those experiences and the naturally born differences, no, I can't say that I've been that emotionally connected. And it's like I said, it's not through a lack of or a lack of, you know, trying. It's just like I said, it's just it's different. So since you have those differences, I think they instead of them being amplified in a negative way, they should be more embraced to, so both sides can learn each other and understand. You know what I mean? And I think that's the part that's missing. It's like one side tends to, from the female perspective, they tend to try to force the men to think like them and act like them and respond like they will respond. But I think it actually causes more harm than good. So I've always
said
to myself, and like, look, I know that I'm different. It's okay with me being different, so let's learn each other.
There you go. And it doesn't mean that I love you any less just because I can't, well, I don't have the know-how to show you like you want to see it. But I'm still showing you as best I can give it. You dig what I'm saying? And that was my point. My point to everyone who jumped on my damn head, my neck and my back, was, look, just because it doesn't come like you want to see it doesn't mean it's not there. As you said, fam, you have to learn one another. So, you know, all this, I want to talk. Look. We don't do all this talking shit. That's not what the fuck we do. It's not what we do. And if you get with some dude that want to talk to you all the goddamn time, tell his ass to call me. I'm on the phone like Martin in the damn shoe store. I need to find a brother named Wallace. Sister, I don't know his last name. I ain't got nothing but time. I'm in the shoe store. You know what I'm saying? Seriously, like, look, that's not what we do. We are action people. We are dudes. We do shit. We don't think about half the shit we do. Like the Canadian said, that's why when you ask this, you know, hard questions like, well, why did you do that? We look at you stupid like a motherfucker, like, what you mean? It seemed like a good idea at the time. That's why I did it. Like, that's it. That is the basis. But you don't understand that shit because the checks and balances that you go through, you think about safety and security, you know. Men don't think about that shit 9 times out of 10. We just do shit like, yo, let's jump off that fucking bridge. Look, my dumb ass as a kid, my cousin, this motherfucker lived on the second floor because this was before you were born. So my cousin Skippy, another cousin. So this motherfucker lived on the second floor. This motherfucker said, yo, I think if we grab some pillowcases and jump off the balcony, we can just glide down and shit like we parachuting. I was like, cool.
Okay.
He did it. Guess what I did? I did it fucking too. Now, it wasn't the second floor. You know, it was one of the situations where the bottom floor was considered as the first floor, and then, you know, it was like one level above, and that was actually the second floor. So we really weren't that high to fuck up. But still, here we are jumping off the goddamn balcony with fucking pillowcases. Why? It seemed like a good fucking idea at the time. You know what I'm saying? He was 10, I was 7. It is what the fuck it is. He's my big cousin. I trust the motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? He said I can do it. God damn it, I can do it, motherfucker. It worked. Neither one of us got broken up. Neither one of us got hurt. It didn't really hurt when you hit the ground. It was like, oh, shit, let's do it again. So we continued to do shit for like a good 20 minutes until my mother came in. And she's like, what the fuck is that? So what you mean? We jumped off the balcony with the hatches. Hey, there's a breaking goddamn neck. We never thought about breaking a neck, a fingernail, nothing. It didn't even register. Why? Because it shit like it was fun. We did it.
But
it is.
But that's the thing, man. Like you think like, or we think like, okay, it worked because I didn't break a bone. women think like, exactly. No, it didn't work. It didn't work because you didn't glide like you wanted to. You wanted to. Like, no, it did work. I jumped off. I made it safely. I'm good to go. Oh, but you didn't glide though. Since you didn't glide, it didn't work properly. And again, those are the differences in the mindsets of men and women. You know what I'm saying? And it's okay. That's why I try to get people to understand that shit all the time. It is so okay to be different. That's what makes us great as human beings. Like, that's what makes the human race so amazing, because we have so many differences, man, that when we come together, we're unstoppable. Like you say, it's a yin and a yang. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. When you have that and you understand that and you use that to the best, you know, to its fullest potential, you know, you can be unstoppable force as far as relationships are concerned. But once you get into try to start having somebody think like you and act like you, totally, man, you are, that person is going to be unrecognizable, and it's going to be dangerous as hell for the relationship. Because once that person stops to not recognize himself or herself, then they're going to rebel. And when they start rebelling, they do dumb shit. Like, well,
so
I do dumb
I'm,
shit.
I'm, so I'm asked 3 weeks ago, I was talking about taking a trip. And again, this was a sidebar conversation I was having in the cyber world. So, you know, you always talking about going somewhere and doing something. How does your female friend, when you have one, if you have one, that was the comments. So you know that motherfucker was probing, right? I ain't even get into that. Deal with that. And I'm like, what you mean? Again, this is the difference. What you mean? Like, so, one thing ain't got nothing to do with the other. Like, so, okay, almost every year, my brothers and I take a trip. So we talking the other day. I called Terry. I said, yo, what the fuck? Are we going somewhere this year? Man, I don't know. Yo, I want to go somewhere for the 4th of July. I said, all right, cool. So I got with Kev. Kev, what's up? Kev says one word, Miami. I get back on, tell everybody, yo, one word, Miami, dates to follow. All right, cool. So now that's coming up. Ba-da-da-da, working that shit out, ba-da-da-da. But my whole thing is, I don't mind you taking a trip with your girls, but you don't mind me taking a trip with my folk. You know what I'm saying? Like, we don't always have to go together when we go somewhere. That doesn't bother me. If it bothers you, then we have a problem, because our schedules are almost never going to always be in sync. But that doesn't mean that you have to stop what you already have planned. As you said, cause just a couple minutes ago, I need you to continue to be you. I need you to continue to be you. I'll say that again. I need you to continue to be you. Because it was that you that attracted me to you. So I understand that there's going to be some curbing here and some curbing there. However, you should still be who you are, as I'm going to try to continue to be who I am. Now, there's going to have to be some compromises, you know. If I was used to doing such and such and such and such every Thursday night, I can't necessarily do that now because I'm with you. If you were used to doing such and such and such, such every Sunday night, you can't necessarily do because you're with me. I understand all that. So there's some give and take there, but still, we still need to be us in the midst of us. You still need to be you. I still need to be me, and we can be great together. As you said, fam, once you start giving up everything and you look around and, you know, you're like, yo, hold on now, because shit will happen. So now you're giving up everything and you looking around like, okay, hold up. Now, I don't do this and I don't do that and I haven't done this and I haven't done that, but he or she is continuing to doing this and they're continuing to doing that. What the fuck is this all about? And then you start getting stingy. And now they looking at you like you tripping. He's like, I ain't tripping. Shit, I was tripping in the beginning when I surrendered everything and you gave up little to nothing. You know what I'm saying? And I'm sitting here like, come on, come on, come on. And you like, yeah, all right, I'll be back. I'll be back. I'll be back. Like, oh, hell to the no. So then you start doing shit like, quote, unquote, doing you. and they got attitude because you doing you. But, you know, you started out trying to incorporate or do us, and it just didn't work out that way. Look, man, again, there's beauty in our differences. There's nothing wrong with having some space in our relationship to allow those differences to play out. Now, I'm not talking about going off the reservation. I ain't talking about doing no crazy shit. You know what I'm saying? But, and when I say crazy shit, I mean straight up crazy shit, meaning, you know, so every Tuesday, Thursday, you out with your folk until 5, 6 o'clock in the morning every damn week. You know what I'm saying? But I understand if once a year, twice a year, three times a year, someone comes in from out of town unexpected and you go out and you hang out. I don't have problems with shit like that. That doesn't bother me. Because I'm a great friend, so I understand. You know, so this isn't an every week a Karen's. This isn't an every month a Karen's. This is truly every now and again, someone popped in, you know, not expected, but this is your folk. This is your folk. Go hang out. Enjoy yourself. Do your thing. Do your thing. Respect us. Bring your ass on home.
I think, you know, we kind of need to relax a little bit on this. And I say that because, you know, we just got out of Women's History Month. So that might be the reason why. You know, we can't leave, close out Women's History Month by, you know, kind of, you know, bashing it. But I think that's probably why, you know, the person that was coming at you was in their feelings about it, because it was Women's History Month. And, you know, that I am every woman and wait and exhale thing comes back every year. And,
oh,
you know,
Lord have mercy.
But, you know, and having this whole wait and exhale thing and new year, new me attitude, I think is what, again, causes that lack of harmony in these relationships sometimes. It's not all women, of course. It's not every woman thinks that way. Not every woman reacts to certain things, you know, in a negative way. It's not all, you know, sometimes men are just stupid. We jack things up. But
no, not sometimes. Most of the time we stupid. That's why the fuck we need women. Hey, this ain't no damn secret. Look, what was the movie? Almost Christmas? I think it was Almost Christmas, right? That was the new joint that just came out. Almost Christmas.
Yeah.
So the young lady says to Gabrielle Union, her character in the movie, because it was her daughter, and she said, "Mom, you know boys are stupid. You know, they need us to make them feel like blah, blah, blah." Dog, that is it. We have not evolved beyond where we were a million years ago. It is not in our DNA. You know what I'm saying? It's going to take probably another 3 to 4 millennia for us to start going to a point where we can get to that level of understanding or emotional attachedness. I just made that shit up. I like that too. But for where we are, let's start with where we are and gradually build another space. Because what you see now is a great turning point in men's relationships, in my opinion. You have dudes that aren't as afraid to say complimentary things to one another, who are not as afraid to say I love you to one another, who are willing to really help one another without talking shit about the other, which is still pretty much a man trait. You know what I'm saying? Most dudes ain't gonna snitch that they helped you out. You know what I'm saying? We did have a fallback period in which that happened because, you know,
the bitch ass was resonating.
Yeah, the bitch ass was kicked in. The bitch ass is kicked in. And look, we're coming out of the epidemic phase of our society as well, which really fucked a lot of shit up. Because think about it like this. No matter what your father did or did not do, nine times out of ten, my dupe was The Rock. You dig what I'm saying to you? And I'm not throwing any shots at you, fam. I'm not throwing any shots at you, fam, or anybody else. I'm just being honest. When you're raised in a home where my dupe was not Your Rock because she was doing whatever she wanted to do, that fucked a lot of shit up. You know what I'm saying? That fucked a whole lot of shit up. You know, a lot of respect was lost. Again, no matter what your father did, my dupe was That Rock. So you always had more respect for women than anything. You dig? But when you're fighting for food, and I'm thinking about Ghostface song the other day, you're fighting off roaches and stuff like this because, again, my dupe is out doing whatever she wants to do, getting high, leaving you at home unattended by yourself, you, your 3, 4, 5, 6 brothers, sisters, whatever, and now you as a kid are more the adult than the adult is. You dig what I'm saying? Like, that shit hurts. That's some painful shit. You know what I'm saying? Because, again, and I know I sound like a broken record, I'm sorry, but your dad may have turned his back on you. He may have ran out on you, but you usually had that rock to lean on or fall back to. And when that's gone, it's just you. And it's like, man, fuck all y'all. You know what I'm saying? Seriously, like, none of y'all did shit for me. I did all this shit by myself, which is a fucked up feeling to have. That's a real fucked up feeling that as a kid, growing up in the world, and you really feel like no one looked out for you to help you get to that next level. You did all the shit by yourself. That's a fucked up feeling to have. For real. And a lot of dudes are out here with that feeling because of that situation. Because of those situations. Like, you know, it's like they turn to women, they turn to gambling, they turn to work, they turn to whatever to dull that pain that, you know, shit, who loves me but me? You know what I'm saying? I didn't feel it. I didn't feel it from anybody. So I'm doing what I want to do, like every fucking body else did what the fuck they wanted to do. Which is childish, but since they weren't given a good foundation, they're still stuck at a certain level. You dig what I'm saying to you? Am I making sense here?
Yeah, it's funny you bring that up because I actually had that conversation with my brother a couple of nights ago.
Oh, Lord.
About, you know.
Shout out to Ralph.
Yeah. Hell Rel. DJ Hell Rel of the man. But
oh, Lord. He DJing now?
Yeah, I mean, he's doing good, too, man. But we just had one of those moments last night. It's been a while since I was able to actually talk to my brother about, you know, stuff that happened. And we had all of that. We had the time frame where, you know, mommy wasn't doing what she was supposed to do. She wasn't rocking out, so we was, you know, alone and left by ourselves. Then we had the situation where mommy was doing everything and mommy was it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
My mother always asked me, you know, baby, you know, how did you forgive me for all the things that I've done to you? And I'm like, Mom, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I thought I was going to give her like this profound speech and be like, Ma, you know, women are everything. I respect you so much. But I'm like, but so at the, you know, beyond the core of it, you know, well, when you get to the core of it, that's what it boils down to is the respect that I have for the women in my life, that no matter what they do, no matter what I go through, I always have that love for them. And it was never as true as it is for anybody, you know, as it is for my mother. Because she knows, like, she put us through a lot. And again, just but between her being there and my Grandma Mary being there, they helped me keep that respect going on because I didn't have to just rely on one. I could go, I could lean to the two in different occasions. And for me, like I said, for me to have that, definitely help my respect for women. And again, that genuine love, man, it's I don't know. It's crazy. Like, my father didn't do as much wrong as my mother did. And I hated my
right.
father for a long ass time. you know what I'm saying? It was like, and it wasn't, and it, you know, and like now looking at it, it wasn't fair. Like, he didn't do as much as my mother did. My mother put me through hell. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But it was like, I was more mad at my father for not being there as my mother
being there, baby.
You know what I'm saying? Then I was mad at my mother for putting me through hell. You know what I'm saying? And it wasn't right. But it was just, it's that pass that we give women because while we might not be sensitive verbally, and this is going back to the beginning of the thing that you were saying, we may not be sensitive verbally to women, but we protect our women, point blank, bottom line. You know what I'm saying? The niggas in our family, the dudes, I don't got guy can care less. You can feel how you want to feel, whatever, bro. But when it comes down to the women, I might not verbalize all my emotions, but I am definitely going to show you by dying for you that I love you and you're my baby. You know what I'm saying? You are my women. You know what I'm saying? You're queens. But, again, like I said, when it came down to my moms and my father, it was definitely a double standard in my mother's favor. And now I understand why.
Since you said the F word, I saw that punk ass motherfucker on Thursday. So I had an appointment on Thursday. No. Hell no. So he walking around with a cane and shit, and I'm looking at that motherfucker, and I'm like, damn, that's a damn shame. Maybe I need to take an insurance policy on that motherfucker. Maybe he do something good for me for once in his life. But anyhow, just saying. just keep it around, son. You know, like, maybe he can do something good with
his
punk ass life. You know what I'm saying?
Daddy shouldn't love me.
Hey, look. You know what I'm saying? Show me a whole lot of love. You know what I mean? Like, and he made it quick too. That motherfucker really loved me. But that's fucked up. I know it is, but it's
a
damn truth.
I'm sitting there like, yo, why are we sitting there laughing at this, man?
laughing about this shit, right? But it's the truth. Look, dog. We all had our challenges with our folk, with our family, with our parents. I make no fucking secret or I try not to sugarcoat anything. Like, I have zero respect for my father. Zero. Absolutely none. And that was of his own doing. I gave him ample opportunity to make a different impression upon me. And unfortunately, he failed at every turn. So as a person, he gets zero respect for me. As a man, he gets even less. And again, it's because of some of the shit that he's done in the not-so-distant past. I'm not talking about childhood shit because, you know, that is what it is. You know, you're young, you have children young, you're trying to find your way. Dude, I understand that. You know, it took me a while, too, but I understand shit like that. And I got over that type stuff. The other shit is problematic for me to this day. You know, and my kids, I like Trey. So when Trey came up for the first time, I said, look, man, I don't have any deals with this dude, but that doesn't mean you don't have to. If you want to see him, I have no problems with making it happen for you. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I really left it up to him to make that decision. And they have formed some type of relationship, and I'm cool. You know, that doesn't bother me at all. It really doesn't. I hope that it works out for him because I know it didn't work out for me. And I'm okay with it going either way because I tried my best to keep my opinion of him to myself, even though obviously it's apparent because I don't have any fucking dealings with him. But, yeah, I tried not to spoil that for for him. And you can do whatever you want to do with the information that you pick up along the way when you start dealing with him. And I'm fine with that. Doesn't bother me at all.
So speaking of angry ass women and insensitive men,
okay,
change course just a little bit, man.
Audible. I was going that way with my damn self. 111 game winning streak snapped, overtime buzzer, Mississippi State, and the only thing I could say about that was the SEC came to ball this year, dog.
Yeah.
The SEC has come to ball this year. They are knocking Giants down. Down.
It's the SEC. Mississippi State and South Carolina. That's all SEC, right?
Right. Exactly. SEC. Yep.
Yeah.
So, we Yeah, man. It's but on the men's side, you still got South Carolina in there. You know, this is Final Four this weekend. Championship game is what, Monday, Tuesday?
Yeah,
Monday or Tuesday. Yeah, so, you know, we're going to find out answers tonight as to who's going to play for the championship on Monday, and who knows, man. This I'm glad I'm not a betting man, because I would have lost a whole lot of money a long ass time ago. Even after Duke got knocked out. I mean, I didn't think that Duke was strong enough to win the national championship this year because of our guard play. I've always said that the NCAA tournament is about strong guard play. You need a strong point guard and you need a decent center. You have a strong point guard and a decent center, you can win a national championship. You know what I'm saying? Without a doubt, because that's what it usually boils down to. And obviously some bodies behind your center, just in case the other team goes after the center or the center makes some stupid-ass fouls early on. So I've been impressed by what the SEC has put up thus far. Oregon is still looking strong. I'm not convinced that Gonzaga can't do it. It really is wide open. I'm not as convinced that North Carolina is going to pull it off, because North Carolina has just been inconsistent all season. Now, you could say that they're at the point right now where they're hitting on all cylinders. Okay. You could say that. But then they could have another fucked up game like they've had, you know, all season long, and they'd be knocked out. This is one and done. There's no second chances. There's no, you know, we can get it right tomorrow. It's once you lose, you're done. So that is alarming to me with respect to Carolina, because they have been so inconsistent throughout the year. We'll see. The excitement is still there, even though the majority of the Blue Bloods have been knocked out. I think it's even better, to be honest with you, because there are so many fresh faces and quote unquote newcomers to these late stages of the NCAA 20. We'll see. I'm looking forward to the game tonight. Tonight. I'm looking forward to them. I think they're going to ball out of control, man. And that's what makes the NCAA tournament so special. The majority of these kids know they're never going to make it to the NBA, but they still ball out of control. You know, and that's the impressive part. Yeah. I've waited with bated breath to find out what the Kentucky squad is going to do. I think Fox is going to jump ship and go into the draft this year. There's a couple of the cats I think will go into the draft this year as well. I think Calipari is going to return a good portion of this year's team, but you never know, because as I've said a million and one times, including here on the show, come January they all start playing for themselves and playing for the draft. So, boom. But Fox, reminds me of Rondo, to be honest with you.
He's very smart.
He's definitely a distributor. My thing, though, where he's an improvement over Rondo is he can get his own with ease. And Rondo looked more to be a distributor than a scorer, where I think Fox is more of a threat on both sides of the ball, not only distributing it, but also taking it for himself and being a scorer. So I see a lot of teams being in need of a spark plug like that kid. You know, the Knickerbockers come to mind. The Nets come to mind. Hell, even the Clippers. You put him with Paul? Oh, my goodness. The Lakers, they need a spark plug like that. The Heat need a spark plug like that.
I'm just saying. The Lakers they're freaking drowning as a franchise, man.
I'm just saying, you know, the tanking is on and in full effect to get the number one draft pick, so you never know who's going to get it.
Yeah,
come on now, you know how these dudes do. You know how these dudes do, but shit, I mean, think about, you know, it's not going to happen because they're going to be too far in the draft, but if he goes to a San Antonio or a Cleveland or something like that, like, wow, like, really? Like, that's just, that ain't even fair. That's not even, that wouldn't even be fair. You know, putting him and what's the boy's name? And Cleveland.
Kyrie,
thank you. It slipped my mind. Putting him and Kyrie on the floor, yeah, woo, that's not fair. That's not fair. I'm just saying, that ain't fair. The scoring ability, the basketball IQ that both of them have, yeah, that wouldn't be fair. That wouldn't be fair. But look, not a whole lot more on the agenda for today, fam. Honestly, there's some pressing things I need to get done on my end because I know you got some things to do today as well. But we wanted to come to you and have that conversation about the potential that Flynn brings to disrupt the presidency of Trump, in addition to the whole feeling, touchy-feely situation. We are not glossing over the disappearance of the young ladies in D.C. That is something that we are actively working on. I'm trying to get people on board to have an informed discussion about what's going on there. It's not dead to us. We will not allow that to die. We are actively working that. We haven't mentioned it because we weren't in a position to. We're getting closer now, so it's worth mentioning. Again, it's not going away. We're not glossing it over. We will have an informed and in-depth discussion when the time is right, but we do our best not to bring you any bullshit. Just the real shit. So we're going to stay away from that for now until we are in position to talk about it on a more informed level. In addition to that, we're still going to have the forum about mothers and their daughters and mothers and their sons. And then, you know, we'll also do daughters and their sons. Fathers and their daughters, which I think is going to be very amusing, because you know we act totally different toward our daughters than we do toward our son. You know, because as you said, you know, we protect our women, so that is what it is. But yeah, we got some fire for you for all this year, man. We're always trying to keep it fresh. We're always trying to keep it moving. We look forward to hearing from you all on the show, obviously, but social media. I take and respond to all emails and or text or phone calls or whatever if you have my personal info. Sometimes I'm slow, but I'll definitely get back to you. But there's a lot of pride here. There's a lot of work and a lot of energy here, and the dedication hasn't changed. It's not wavered. This is definitely a love movement. So we appreciate you when you get up early in the morning, depending on where you are, to tune us in. We appreciate you when you get up later on the night and, you know, get us on the podcast or whatever. Check us out. At the end of the day, it's all about you. And we like to keep that in the forefront every time we make a move. You dig? You dig? Family, you all enjoy your very first day of April. As the saying goes, April showers bring May flowers. I just hope it doesn't rain every fucking day this damn month. I promise you, this last week has just been some bullshit. It was real nice and warm, and then flop, somebody turned off the goddamn switch and turned the damn faucet on. But no matter what, you all be good. You all be safe. Cuz, you got any closing remarks or comments? You got something going on you want the people to know about?
No, not a damn thing, man. I'm chilling.
Okay.
I'm tired.
Okay.
I've been traveling my butt off, man. So I'm just happy to be back in the flow of the thing with the show again. And I'm going to go shopping today, man. I need to buy some clothes for the summertime and buy me some more suits and stuff like that. So that's about it, man.
Well, you know where to go, Kohl's. You know where to go, Kohl's, baby. These motherfuckers need to start paying me. But you need to go to Kohl's for your for some of it, and then Burlington for the suit. Man, look, you can't beat a Burlington suit, dude. At those prices, you can't beat that.
Nah,
you definitely can't. But enough about us. Please, love you all. You all be good. You all be safe. See you next week. Peace.
Holla.